Do you have something that needs painting? Bet you do. We're getting expert advice on home painting projects here on The Morning Show. Now let's check in on our fall member drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Keely Boltina. Hi there, Keely.
Hey, Kate.
You rely on the Ideas Network for informative, interesting discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like The Morning Show going strong.
Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs that includes The Morning Show. That's why your gift of any amount, really, right now makes an important difference. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And last hour, we heard from 20 donors. 20 donors strong. Thank you to everyone who gave. And our goal this hour is to get another 20 gifts.
We can keep up that momentum. Help pay for the programs you rely on every day when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here's the thing. You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial-free, and that means we depend on other sources of funding, like state, federal, and business sponsors, all important. And then there's another source that's very important as well.
The largest piece of the funding for WPR programs comes from you. Your support makes all the difference. It's the backbone of how things work here. When you give, you keep quality, independent news and conversations on the air. So make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How about we take stock? Think about what's important to you. Family, friends, hobbies. These are things you invest in, your time, sometimes money. Giving to what's important to you, it makes a difference in your life. It makes you feel good.
And because the biggest source of funding for WPR is listener support, your gift makes a difference in your life and in the lives of hundreds of thousands of other listeners. Together, we make an impact on our community. Make your difference today, maybe with your first ever gift of $10 a month or $120. Do that at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Enjoy an extra $250 at the grocery store when you make a gift of any amount for the WPR programs you rely on. Five lucky winners will receive a gift card to their local grocery store. No contribution is necessary. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Grocery Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Keely Boltina. Listener support, it's the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this fall member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift is set at $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. It's really simple. All we need is your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you want to pay.
And your gift supports the stories, the programs, the great engaging discussions that we have here on the Ideas Network, all keeping you connected to your community and the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have 50 minutes left this hour, and we're looking for 20 people to join in. When you do, you make WPR possible. So give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And the cool thing is an added bonus for supporting programs you love. Your donation enters you in the drawing for the $250 grocery gift card. You get five chances to win that. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers, we appreciate you so much. Those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-2552. You provide ongoing support for the programs you love and get automatically entered in those drawings we have during member drives.
Shout out to Leslie and Racine, who says, I just love WPR. It makes me smarter, more informed, and happier whenever I listen. Mary in DeForest says, I've been listening for years and need to pay my debts.
Thank you so much, Mary and Leslie. Join Mary and Leslie. Your gift is powerful. It makes such a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
When I return from vacation, my coworkers usually ask me, hey, Kate, what did you paint this time? And it's true, I do a lot of painting when I'm off. It's just so satisfying. I love the zen of painting. And it can do wonders to a drab room, never failing to freshen up a space. Have you painted a room recently? How did it go? What color and style did you choose? What questions do you have about prepping your walls? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Matthew Roon is owner of Colorfield Interior Painting and Design in Appleton, taking on interior and exterior projects. Matthew, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
Good morning. So interior paints, they come in, you know, matte and flat and satin and gloss. What are the nuances here? What are the differences between these options?
Well, it's a matter of personal preference, I suppose. You know, finishes, reflectivity for light, as far as like between flat, satin, semi-gloss. And yeah, that's pretty much all I got on the sheen part of it.
Yeah, so...
Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, certainly a gloss is, it has a much, you know, kind of a shinier look to it than a matte.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. So basically what it does is it traps light, and therefore you get that reflectivity, but it also reflects light. So they have, like, you know, percentages of light. For instance, like a flat paint typically used on a ceiling reflects between 75 and, I believe, 80%.
Mm-hmm.
And with, like, a, you know, semi-gloss or a satin, that'll go up all the way to like 90%, 95.
So what paint has a really good scrubbability factor? Like, you know, I'm seeing commercials now on TV where they're throwing toys at the wall and they're marring that wall, red wine on the wall, no problem. Like, what paints can put up with the wear and tear of our lives?
Sure. So, excuse me. You definitely want to go with like a semi-gloss or an eggshell if you want more durability. So with a flat paint and a matte finish, it has a more of a sophisticated look to it, but at the same time, you will end up having to repaint it if you get, like, wine on it, or, you know, kids can be pretty abusive, too, with, like, Nerf guns and darts and dogs or cats. So definitely want to go with a more sheen if you want durability.
Okay, and so with latex paint and curing latex paint, how long does it take for latex to cure, and where do you use it?
You can use it pretty much anywhere now. The paint qualities have gotten a lot better over time. You know, they used to use lead paint and, you know, all sorts of different chemicals in paint. They make paint pretty much for, you know, specific reasons. So, you know, trim paint, exterior paint, interior paint, all of which are latex. And you can use those, like, you know, anywhere you want to use them. But as far as cure time goes, it takes, you know, depending on the humidity, the temperature, could take 4 hours, could take 2 days.
Yeah.
And the depth of the color really matters a lot, too. So if you're going with, like, an ultra-deep base, say a red or black or even yellow, those can tend to dry take a little bit longer to dry.
I know when I painted a ceiling in the shower style ceiling, it had, I can't remember what very specialized paint I was used for, a really humid area, and it took days to cure. I mean, it, even on the label, it said, like, take 2 weeks.
Yeah, unfortunately, that can happen. I had a really big deal, like, mishap, if you will, where I used a certain paint for cabinets. And in white, it dried perfect within a day. Everything was good. And I was told by that paint manufacturer that it would be the same with a navy. It was like a, you know, deep navy color.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it took almost a month.
Wow. Yeah.
To fully dry. It was like really tacky and rubbery. And so that was kind of a nightmare, to be honest. But
I would imagine that client was like, what is going on here?
Oh, exactly. But, you know, we worked with them and made it work out in the end.
Okay, so you...
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
They make, like, lacquers that dry within an hour. Sherwin-Williams actually makes a lacquer, a water-based lacquer, so you don't have the intense chemical smells.
Mm-hmm.
That dries super fast, and it's as hard as nails. So I use that a lot for cabinetry.
Okay, so you've got the walls, the ceiling, and the trim. What is the official correct order to paint a room?
Top down. So I always start with the ceiling first. And while the ceiling's drying, I'll do the bottom, like, trim, and then kind of, you know, do the walls. Once the ceiling is fully dry, I'll second coat it. I always go two coats. I recommend, you know, they make a lot of paints that say one coat, but it's never really one coat unless you're doing the same color, you know. So you always want to do two coats. And, you know, for, I mean, you know, different lighting can change how it looks. So, like, it might look great with one coat, but then the lighting changes and then you see, like, imperfections.
Yeah.
So, you know, two coats are definitely the way to go, and top down.
And do you sand or rough up your trim before painting it?
Absolutely. They also make a product called, it's like a deglosser.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few different products like that. So it's like, there's one called Wilbond. And then there's like, I don't know, what's the other one called? It's like liquid sandpaper is another one.
Wow.
But more or less what that does is it removes the sheen.
Mm-hmm.
But I still recommend using like a 220 or, you know, 220 grit is probably your best bet to lightly sand any surface, like for trim or doors, before you paint them.
Okay, we're talking with Appleton-based painting professional Matthew Roon as part of our Ask a Contractor series. Do you think you've perfected your house painting skills? What technique works best for you? Are you working on repainting cabinets or closet doors? What are you up against? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead on the Ideas Network. We are getting tips from a painting professional who's helping us with projects around our spaces, tackling walls and cabinets here on the morning show. Now let's focus on our fall member drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Keely Baltina. We're here today to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy, programs like the morning show. Support from people like you, it is the largest piece of the funding for the programs you value. And that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
Kate, we have 40 minutes left in this hour, and we are looking for 9 more people to join in. We are halfway to our goal.
Love that.
Amazing. Keep up the momentum. These goals are set to keep us on track. And when you give, you fund the morning show and all of the other WPR programs you count on. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, the Ideas Network keeps you informed and entertained every day. You get value from the morning show, my colleague Rob Ferret on Central Time, Larry Mueller, so many programs that you've come to love over the years, and many others that I can't even say at this time that you rely on.
WPR gives you a window on the world like no other. Support this exciting mix of shows that you enjoy on the Ideas Network with your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And so now that you've made the decision to support WPR, you might be looking for the best way to make your gift. And the answer is become a sustainer. You decide on a monthly amount to be charged to your bank account or your credit card, and you set it up to be ongoing.
It's easy for you, and a sustaining gift is a powerful way of donating because it provides reliable funding for the programs that you count on. You make an easy-to-pay monthly gift, and then those donations add up to have a really big effect for WPR. So choose an amount, say $10 or $20 a month, and become a sustainer right now. Do that at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
This member drive, we're offering a cozy navy long sleeve t-shirt. It features a Wisconsin-inspired design on the back and is perfect for all your favorite fall activities.
What do you love about fall?
To me, fall's always been the perfect season because it's done being hot and it hasn't started getting cold. And plus, my birthday's in the fall, so as a kid, that was always a big attraction. But it's apple time, it's pumpkin time, it's football time. Go Pack, go.
What's not to love about the fall? You get that crisp air.
I finally get to wear the many vests that I own. I get to justify owning those.
Wear your new WPR long sleeve t-shirt as you join in on your favorite fall activities. Ask for yours now when you give $20 a month or more. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Keely Boltina. Your support during this fall member drive, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift, you set it at $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Now is the time. Give right now, you know, when you're thinking about it. It takes just a few minutes to contribute.
Ooh, and you'll have that really good feeling of supporting the programs you love. You will feel that. See what it's like right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for three more people to support WPR programs in the next, you know, half an hour or so. That's incredible. Thank you so much for showing up and showing your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. Just a bit left to get us over that goal. WPR is listener powered. That's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And thank you so much for your support. We're focused in on paint projects as part of our Ask a Contractor series. Here's a mistake I made. I splurged on some high-end paint to cover a bathroom. Got home, noticed when I started painting that the base didn't mix in properly. I went ahead and painted, making sure that I feathered and I worked in the trails of the white through my roller strokes. But when I talked with Kathy, who runs the paint counter at my hardware store, she was very disappointed in me. I should have brought the paint right back because it was defective. What questions do you have about stirring paint or how to use leftover cans? Join in 800-642-1234. We have painting specialist Matthew Roon, who is here. Matthew, have you ever encountered paint that just won't mix properly?
Only if it's old or if it's gotten like cold, like if you left your paint, say, in the garage over the winter and it's frozen, then it's pretty much useless. It'll never really mix the way it should.
How best is it to, how would you say we should store our paint?
You definitely want to make sure it's airtight and keep it in a, you know, temperature controlled room. You know, the basements are always a good bet because they stay pretty much cool in the summer and warm in the winter. So really anywhere above 55 degrees and, you know, below, you know, 90 or 100 or whatever. I mean, probably 90. I mean, that's pretty extreme already. But, you know, like if you live in a warm climate area, say Florida or something like that, I'm sure, you know, it'd be fine. I honestly don't really know what the highest temperature it is, but I would think 90 to 100, anything above that would like, I don't know what it would happen, but it might affect the tint or something.
Sure. We heard from Courtney in Menasha, called in, couldn't stay with us. And Courtney's friend moved into a house where the basement ceiling was painted black. And Courtney says it looked pretty cool and wonders how that they could go about doing something similar. How could they imitate that?
Painting the ceiling black?
Yep.
How would you imitate that? Just paint the ceiling black.
Yeah. Are there any tips that you have for painting a black ceiling? I think that's what they're asking.
Oh, okay. Sure. No, it's pretty much just goes the same as anything else. Black actually covers pretty decent, even though it's an ultra deep base. You want to definitely get something in an ultra deep base from whatever paint store that you go to. And they should know how to do that. Black, it definitely just takes maybe, you know, 2 to 3 coats. If you get a cheaper paint, probably it'll take a lot more coats. So
you know,
in some cases, it's worth to spend.
You know those lap marks, those ugly stripes that can be caused by the uneven layers of paint buildup? How do you prevent lap marks when you're painting?
So I think the lap marks probably come from pressing too hard on the roller or your technique of rolling. So you just want to ease up on the roller. If you are working on a surface, like, say, a skip trawl or different textures, like an orange peel or, you know, something that where the paint doesn't go in evenly. You push hard and then you want to like lay off and just sort of feather it out with the roller. And don't be stuck in like one direction. Always, you know, feel free to move left to right, up and down, vertical. You can go in all directions with a roller. There's no rules on that.
Ah, I like that. That's very freeing. Thank you for saying that. So, you know, what types of rollers do you choose for projects? I mean, I'm always stumped on what roller to use.
Yeah, there's a
lot
out
there.
And the
nap. Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot out there. So the nap really has to do with two things. One, how much paint you want it to hold. So if you're doing a ceiling, I tend to use a bigger nap, so I'm not always having to re-dunk the roller. The nap has more to do with the texture. So if you're, say you're doing a completely flat surface or even trim, you want always want to kind of lean towards those small, tiny little foam rollers.
Mm-hmm.
But a flat surface, you want to go with the thinnest nap you can get, but still keep a cloth nap, or you can use foam too, but I like, the ones that are almost like little strings.
So
they're called Colossus.
Yeah. And when would you use brushes?
I use brushes all the time.
Okay.
When you use brushes, when you're cutting in on trim,
mm-hmm.
use brushes for trim, paint doors, cabinets, you can use a brush. Even if it's a small wall, you can use a brush.
So
you know, the larger the area, you probably want to move to a roller just for time.
Okay. You know, I do keep the painter's tape industry in business. I use a lot of painter's tape. Why does the paint on my freshly painted wall peel a bit when I remove the masking tape from the trim?
It has everything to do with the glue of the tape. It just sticks. My biggest advice for people that use tape is, you know, less is more with the paint on the brush.
Okay.
You know, that's the biggest trick is you always... You know, because a lot of people use tape and they think, oh, it's covered, and they'll get a little free with it. And then they put on so much paint that it soaks through the tape, and then it defeats the purpose of using the tape, unfortunately.
We have interior exterior painting professional Matthew Roon, owns a painting business in Appleton. Are you wondering what color to paint a bathroom, a bedroom, family room? What can you tell us about that room? How do you choose paint colors? 800-642-1234. News update is next here on the Ideas Network. Searches for best interior paint have skyrocketed in the pandemic. We're fielding your home reno painting questions on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's check in on our fall member drive. I'm here with Keely Baltina, and our goal is to keep bringing you topics like the Ask a Contractor series. Perfect example, expert advice, tips on saving you time and money on your next project. Your support makes that happen because listener support is actually the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Kate, if I could have brought a drum roll, I would have. Next time, I'll think ahead. We have just met our goal of 20 donors for this hour, and
awesome.
We're about halfway through. Yeah, that's so incredible. And we just want to take a moment to say thank you to everyone who has contributed, and thank you for helping us keep up the momentum and to help keep us going.
Oh, and if you haven't yet, give now at WPR.org. Join the momentum or call 888-202-2552. Here it is. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
Yeah, and Kate, you talked about this segment as part of the Ask a Contractor series, and I do love that in these moments I can hear more of a broader, kind of gain a broader understanding of what we're talking about, but also have those really practical tips that
mm-hmm.
I can walk away and know exactly what to do. I mean, these are the kinds of conversations you can count on from The Morning Show.
That's right. WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that you join us for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
Maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. That seems like a pretty good value.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think about it, a dollar a day, It's less than a cup of coffee or a soda from the vending machine or even something like a day of cell phone service.
Indeed. And a dollar a day comes out to $30 a month, and you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or charge to your credit card. Make your gift now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name's Meg Marshall, and I'm from Weyerhaeuser, Wisconsin. I think today, especially with this crazy world we live in, it's more important than ever that people know what's going on in the world. This is not just about the United States, it's about the entire world. And the only place you find coverage of international issues to the depth that you find them on Wisconsin Public Radio is right here on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Meg from Weyerhaeuser, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Keely Baltina. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio, it keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is, say, $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
We have 20 minutes left this hour, and we celebrated just a bit ago because we've met the goal, but the work is not done. We are looking for more people to join in. You help keep us on track with our goals. You help provide the funding that WPR needs to operate. You make WPR possible with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And think about the added bonus for supporting programs you love. Your donation enters you in a drawing for a $250 grocery gift card. You have five chances to win. You're automatically entered when you give any amount. You can see all the details at WPR.org/drawing. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers, we love you. We need you. Those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, become one now. It's easy to set up those monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
We're talking with the painting specialist as part of our Ask a Contractor series. My greatest challenges are painting shower-style ceilings, super drippy, long-time curing, and just ceilings in general. I get an achy neck from bending over backward, not to mention paint speckles all over my glasses, and it's hard to get that even coverage on the ceiling. I always miss a spot. What painting project are you most proud of? I'm crushing on the color called Instinct. It's a blue-hued, crystal-clear sky color in my sunroom. What's your go-to color? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234, painting professional. Matthew Roon stays with us. So, Matthew, what causes paint to peel or bubble? What's going on?
Well, it could be several different factors. One of the main things is sometimes you'll get people haven't like cleaned off the surface they're painting, so you'll get dust. For instance, say somebody did fresh drywall and they forgot to clean all the dust off.
Mm-hmm.
When you paint, there's that barrier of dust between the surface that you're actually painting and the paint. So when it dries, it doesn't adhere to the actual surface; it adheres to that dust. That's one of the biggest, most common things. Another thing, too, is if people have it primed properly, it doesn't penetrate into the wood. And then it will, over time, moisture, stuff like that will happen. Little particles of dust will get in there, and it'll start to peel. And they actually make really good products for that. If it's just a small area, they make primers that are like Peel Stop Primer. You can, put it on there. It almost works like an Elmer's glue. So, it makes it stick.
When do you need a primer and when can you go without it?
You pretty much never really need to prime walls unless you're trying to cover a really dark color. So walls you can pretty much get away with most of the time not priming unless there's stains or something like that. With wood or oak or anything like that, you always want to use a primer. Shellac based primer works really well for oak. It's like an old school tried and true method, but they make a lot of really great primers now. One of them is called Styx.
Mm-hmm.
It sticks.
Can you explain how you go about priming and texturing wall patches? Say, like, you've made a patch mark on a wall, you've covered up something. How do you prevent that blotchy finish or that uneven texture look that draws my eye to that imperfection?
Sure. Well, the first mistake a lot of people do is they use way too much, like, stuck or whatever, you know, patch compound.
Oh, yeah.
You just want to use just enough to cover that hole. So if it's a nail hole, just use the tip of your finger or even a Q-tip or something to apply it there. And then wipe it with a sponge when it's dry. And then just, you know, you want to paint it maybe a few more coats on the wall. The new paints are really good, so you rarely need a primer. But if you were to prime, you know, like say it was a, I don't know, like say a baseball went through a wall or something. In that case, they make spray texture.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually spray the texture over the patch to get it to blend in.
Speaking of texture, I have some texture on a bathroom wall, and someone told me, well, just throw in some sand to be able to replicate that same texture. And it really hasn't worked out well. I can see where I've painted over some places and other places where the texture is original. How do you make texture? How do you do that?
Well, obviously there's so many different kinds of texture out there.
Yeah.
So really you just play around with it. You know, if it's an orange peel texture, they're going to make the spray. If it's a knockdown, you can use a putty knife and just sort of try to replicate that, or a skip trawl. It's just sort of a technique you learn over time, truly. I'm sure there's a ton of YouTube videos, though, that this with that, you know, YouTube's the go-to for everything, right?
Trial and error. So what is the best way to remove wallpaper if you want to paint? The wallpaper trauma, if you will.
What works best, I've found 99% of the times, is hot water and vinegar. So what you do is you buy an industrial strength sprayer from like Home Depot or Lowe's or True Value or whatever hardware store that you prefer. One of those big, really thick plastic ones. You boil water and then you add the vinegar. You don't want to boil the vinegar because your whole house will smell like vinegar. And then you just take a little, you know, spray it on any corner that you can get, like, to start to peel. Also, they make those little roller things that you can sort of perforate the wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spray that on and just, you know, it's just time. So you just spray it, keep it wet, protect your floors with towels or, you know, paper towels, rags, whatever. And keep it wet and just keep going at it. And eventually that'll come right off.
Have you ever painted directly over wallpaper?
No, but I have painted over paint. People have painted over wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on when the wallpaper was put on and how it is, you know, sometimes that is an option. Some people will actually even texture over wallpaper. I would say that's not the best way to go because you never know when it's going to fail. I would, you know, definitely recommend either removing it. There's another thing you could blue board over it and then retexture it, you know, and just kind of hide it underneath layers of. I would always try to remove it first. You could try painting a little area and just see how it does.
It would sure save some time, Matthew.
That it would.
We're talking with Matthew Roon, owner of Colorfield Interior Painting and Design, based in Appleton, taking on interior and exterior projects with your questions front and center on painting, 800-642-1234. Oh, Matthew, how do you pick a color? It is so hard. There's so many options out there, so many color books, if you will. How do you choose?
Well, what I do is I look at the furniture. Depends on, like, what type of person you are. Personality has a lot to do with it. You want to pick something. I always tell people when you're looking at colors, it tends to get overwhelming, just like you said. So whatever, like, stands out to you right away, set that aside. And generally, you'll always go back to it. So trust your instincts. You know, your first choice is probably the best choice.
First choice is best choice. Are there things to consider, whether it's a dining room or an entryway or a bathroom, bedroom?
Yeah, I mean, there is and there isn't. You know, it's all a matter of, you know, I always try to stay away from trends. If you're very trendy and, you know, you don't mind painting your house every few years or even every year. well, then, you know, do that. But, you know, always stick with what you feel, because it is your house at the end of the day. If you're looking to sell the home, you might want to go with more of a neutral color. You know, something that'll last or whatever, timeless colors. You know, grays are really popular right now. Everybody's doing gray.
Yeah.
Gray's a timeless color. So grays are always a safe bet.
Yeah, it's like the gray or the builder beige, as I would call it. I'm wondering also.
Or grayge.
Oh, yeah, grayge.
Grayge is always a nice color.
Yeah. So let's move on to cabinets. And, you know, I've done like 36 closet doors, repainted them. And I've noticed over the course of doing them, I'm becoming faster, but also more attention to detail. The trouble that I have with cabinets and closet doors is making an even finish and not making them look like they've just, you know, kind of gotten a coat of paint, but just making them look original. How do you do that?
Paint sprayers work really well for that, especially if you're going to do 36 doors. If you're going to do like a big project like that, it would not hurt to go buy one of those. You know, you might have to spend $150 or whatever they are, and it might only last through that one project, but in the end, you'll get that factory finish that you're probably looking for. Another option, too, is just you want to get a really nice, small, like 1-inch, 2-inch brush made for trim cabinets and a really tiny, thin foam roller. It might leave a slight orange peel, but 99% of the people won't. You'll never notice it.
What is the paint you're using for closet and cabinet doors? Do you use the same as your trim?
Yeah, well, they actually make a trim and cabinet paint, so you want to get paint specific for that.
Okay.
Sherwin-Williams makes an enamel, which works really well, or lacquers work very well as well. But lacquers have to be sprayed, whereas you can brush an enamel.
Okay, so when you have to open a new can in the middle of a wall and you've done your kind of cursing, and you may have a noticeable difference. How do you mix the paints together to avoid that problem?
I'm sorry, what do you mean mix the paints together?
Well, like your new can with the can that just ran out. Now you've got, you know, two different cans going on the wall, and maybe there is, you can see a slight variation. What do you do? Or can you mix the paints together? You know, what would you suggest?
Yeah, you know, honestly, they do. If you're buying, like, say, 3 gallons, they do suggest to mix them together. But if you're going to a proper store, like a real, you know, paint store, that shouldn't happen.
Okay.
If it does happen, you might get stuck having to do a whole nother coat over everything you've done.
Let's quickly. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I want to get to the exterior here for a moment and just some tips you have on painting the outside of houses.
Sure. One of the biggest tips is to always, like, if you're doing wood, I would always use an oil-based primer before you paint on any bare wood. It lasts longer. It prevents moisture from getting in. And it really stands the test of time. You always want to prime bare wood, especially on the exterior. So that's the best bet. And then use two coats. And always use exterior paint. Exterior paint has more flexibility and durability. So it goes through the changes in temperature. It sort of expands and contracts and allows it to, you know, stand the test of time.
How do you clean your exterior before you start even the painting process? What would you suggest?
I would suggest getting a pressure washer and going over the home and buying, like, you know, there's several different cleaners on the market. So you want to, like, you know, like soap down the house, just like you would a car, soap down the house, let it sit for 10 minutes, go back over the house, spray everything off, and then let it dry for a day or two, depending on how the weather's been. If it's been raining for weeks, you might want to let it dry another day or two or a week even, especially for like cedar. If you have like a staining that you're doing, like a solid stain or, you know, anything cedar, you want to let that dry a little bit longer, especially if it's, you know, a lot of the grain opened.
Well, we're out of time, but I want you to give your one best tip you can leave us with. One single tip.
The best tip I could give is less is more. Be patient. Take your time, and literally you can always add more paint. It's hard to take it away.
Matthew, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Matthew Roone, owner of Colorfield Interior Painting and Design, and does interior and exteriors based in Appleton. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's the morning show here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. I'm here with Keely Boltina, and we're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
Listener support makes up the largest piece of the funding for the programs you count on, programs like The Morning Show. That's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
Last few minutes of this drive, of this hour, actually has been really successful. Lots of great momentum. We are on track, having met our goal, going one over. So be part of this positive momentum. Give your gift right now, because when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
And we mean this when we say thank you so much if you've already given. We so appreciate your support. And if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I was jotting down notes all during the segment on painting tips, what we can soak in and learn on our next painting project. You know, we always hear something new, something, you know, things that can help us in our daily lives. These are the kinds of conversations you count on from The Morning Show.
And The Morning Show, like WPR, is listener supported. That means your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes these topics you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And enjoy the USA-made WPR long sleeve shirt. It has a light blue Wisconsin-inspired design on a soft navy shirt, perfect for all of your favorite fall activities. Ask for your long sleeve shirt when you make your gift of $20 a month or more right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Margot Potacek, and I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
And I'm Betty Potasek from Madison.
I grew up listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I listen at home. It's on the radio when I wake up. I listen in the car on my way to and from work on the weekends when I'm, if I'm cleaning, rarely, but I listen to it then.
I walk an hour a day, so when I'm walking, I listen to WPR on my phone. I used to listen to books. I'd download them, but I'm finding that listening to WPR, that's when I'm getting these topics that I didn't know that I was interested in.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click donate. Thank you.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Keely Boltina. It's listener support. That is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this fall member drive is so critical. Maybe you set your gift at $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Just a couple of minutes left in this hour of The Morning Show, and we're hoping you will join in. Make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day.
WPR programs, they are listener-powered. It means that your donation right now, it truly makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about when you first discovered Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe a friend recommended the great music, high-quality news, the interesting discussions, or the weekend programs. Maybe you were just scanning the dial. However you first found WPR, now you're hooked.
That's right. And whether it's been years, whether you were a backseat listener as a kid, and you know, maybe it's been many decades, your contribution of, say, $10 a month or $120 supports the quality program that you've valued since the first time you met WPR. So be part of making WPR possible. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I want to give a shout out to Diane in Forestville who says, I listen enough for this to make sense. I love all the programs. Diane, I love the practicality there, don't you think, Kate?
Yeah, I do too. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support.